humbling, though, to be here, a part of the SEC, and looking forward to kickoff.
Coach Mies' assessment of the SEC is a damn hard league. Is that pretty much how you feel about it?
Most definitely, yeah. It's the best league in the country, and the way we look at it, it's a privilege to play with all these guys, all these all the speed, great coaches. You know, it's a privilege to be a part of it, and it's most definitely a very tough league.
How much tape have you been able to watch of the SEC? Let's just say SEC West teams. How are you with the team?
You know, we haven't really broken down much tape yet. You know, we obviously. We watch, a little bit here and there, but come fall, we'll start breaking down a lot more tape.
Do you think the caliber of play, once you get on the field in this SEC team, is going to be significantly different than what you're used to seeing in the Big 12?
Yeah, most definitely. Like I said, the speed of the game, the size of the game, it's uncomparable. It's a privilege to play in the SEC. You play with the fastest guys, the strongest guys, the biggest guys. You're put in the spotlight every Saturday. And, it's something that, I wanted to be a part of, and I'm very excited to be a part of. Just great opportunity for Texas A&M, something we take pride in and look forward to kicking off.
How big of a factor was that when you were trying to decide whether or not to leave early to come back to the show?
It was a big factor. Coach Sumlin he basically called me, and I knew he was the guy that I wanted to play for. He talked me into it. We had a great conversation over the phone, and he basically kind of recruited me, through December. And I knew, after watching his offense at Houston, the offense that he runs, and how fast tempo it is, and how much he throws the ball, I knew it was something I wanted to be a part of and come back and experience. So obviously. Very humbling, and can't wait to play for Coach Sumlin.
The plan for him was more of a factor than even playing in the SEC.
Most definitely, yeah. I feel like both were tangibles that I wanted to be a part of. Being in the spotlight in the SEC, playing the best of the best, and then coming back and playing for Coach Sumlin and his staff, Coach Kingsbury, and just being a part of something special at Texas A&M, and that's why I came back, and I just can't wait to get it started.
You guys have played Arkansas and Dallas or Arlington the last 3 years. Now you get up to College Station. Just talk about getting them on campus.
Yeah, it'll be special. We gotta get that monkey off our back. The past 3 years we've gone up to Dallas, and but now we get them in Kyle Field, so we're excited to bring them to our home turf, and they've got a great football team. Get great coaching, just great players all around. It'll be a fun game. It'll be loud. It'll be exciting. Just looking forward to it.
So like Bob said, you played against SEC teams before, and last year you could tell a significant difference in the speed in those games.
Yeah, most definitely. You can tell the speed. SEC is the best conference in the country. You can tell the best recruits go to, the SEC schools. They want to go play at the highest level possible. It's a great place to go play and try to, play at the next level, because, it's in the spotlight all the time. It's just it's a very special conference, and it's an honor to be a part.
How much have you heard since Texas A&M joined the league about how will this offense fare in the SEC with all those big, bad defenses? I mean, I think you would have led the SEC in receiving last year.
Yeah, it's a privilege to, go and play with these great defenses. I have so much confidence in my coaching, my coaches, and the offense that we run that, I see us doing some good things. It can be overwhelming at times because they are very fast, very strong, like I said, but we like taking this challenge. We've got so much pride at Texas A&M, and, we expect to win football games. The leadership's important to us. We've got a great group of guys, a lot of character, and we don't want to be overlooked. We're here to win football games.
And for those of us that are new to you, you're from Austin. How did you wind up at Texas A&M and not Texas? How did that all work out?
Basically just got recruited by Coach Sherman and his staff over at College Station, and ended up over there and just couldn't be more thankful, more blessed to be in a great place in College Station and play for the Aggies. It's been an honor playing for Coach Sherman and his staff, and to go on my senior season and play for Coach Sullivan. Just very happy and excited.
I guess you guys are playing all four SEC teams that have combined to win the last six national titles. How does that feel?
It's very exciting. We take pride, and we're looking forward to just playing those great teams, those great football players, those great coaches, and just to be part of that, yeah, it's going to be special.
Ryan, how much do the offense do you expect to be adjusted and kind of change this year to match up with
those SEC teams? I don't think it'll be a whole lot different. We'll spread the ball out a lot. We've got so many big weapons on the field. Our offensive line is the best I've seen at Texas A&M. And then we've got so many weapons across the field, a lot of depth at receiver, and then a lot of depth at running back. So there's so many big weapons on the field. You can't pinpoint one guy. It's going to spread the ball around. It's a good opportunity just to kind of spread the defense out, keep the defenses guessing. And, I'm very excited to see, what our offense can do.
Is it a matter of you guys won't really know what you need to adjust until you've gone through a season in the SEC? I mean, it's kind of hard to predict what you might need to change, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we need to necessarily go through a season to get better. I think, coming off a fresh start, coming off a spring camp, we have a good feeling of who we can be and, what we're capable of doing. We've got great talent around us. We've got great coaches coaching us. And we've got confidence. We play with the swagger. We're excited to be in this great conference, but we don't want to be overlooked. We want to be right up there with the big dogs. And it's something we take pride in at Texas A&M. We're ready to kick this thing off.
And I know a lot has been made over who your natural rivals are going to become in the SEC. You mentioned wanting to take a shot at the big dogs. You've got LSU that's not too far away. How does that look to you as far as shaping up for a big rivalry?
It would be great. One of the things that I'm all for is just having that rivalry game and having all those traditions that you build up with schools. And it's special to have that game. It's great for the fans, great for the community, and great for the universities to have all that hype and the hype building up to game day. So it's special once you get that rivalry set in stone and just really start making traditions with that university and just all the hype that built.